Coming to you from the West Coast, this is Politicoast. Today is election day, and we're here at Jaeger's live in downtown Vancouver. Not even queued up. You guys are awesome. So you probably already are subscribed and follow us, so I don't need to tell you to do those things, but I'll say it for those who will listen to this later. We're on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, whatever they call it now. Go ahead.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Ian. So it's 8:44. Polls have been closed for a little bit. CBC's showing, I don't know, Liberals at 35, NDP at 24, and Greens at 2. But that's based in some ridings, like on one poll. I saw the Greens were up in, like, the Kootenays, which, full props to them, but that's not going to stay. This has been a ridiculously close race. Even Brian from Too Close to Call, who we interviewed a few weeks, said it literally was too close to call. So Scott, who do you think is going to win tonight?
I think the best money, if you had to make a choice, would be on the Liberals, but it's just really hard to say, and it could easily switch the other way. We're talking like 49% or 51% to 49% on likelihood to win.
And I put my sort of intuitive, hopeful guess on Twitter down as a very slim NDP majority. I'm sort of banking on the Greens having no apparatus to actually get their vote out. I was also sort of hoping that would happen in the US with Trump, but it didn't. So shows what I maybe know, and maybe smarter people than I should be running a podcast, but we're here and you all came out for us, so you get to listen to us. I'm also sort of hoping that wondering if the pollsters swung way too far after the last election. We saw such misses in 2013 that I wonder if the pollsters are almost overestimating sort of the swing and overcompensating for it. And then there's a lot of hurting because they're all in the same area.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a chance of that just because the polls have been very consistent over the last couple ones that have come out in the last few days, where they aren't even changing within the margin of error at all. They're, 38, 38, 38, kind of one after another. And you'd expect at least a little noise in the data.
So it'll be tough. I know you guessed for a 40, what was it, 42, 42, and 3?
Yeah, well, of course, that was a little bit of a gut call and a little bit of a, this would be interesting. Because if you actually kind of just take the average of where Eric Renier at CBC and Brian at Too Close to Call in the UBC's prediction market, go, you'd be looking at 45 Liberal, 39 NDP, and 3 Green.
So,
I consider that kind of like the baseline prediction coming out of all of the polls put together. And after that, it's kind of a little more of a gut level guess.
The tie would be an interesting result, but the reality, I think it's very unlikely for us to actually get a sort of minority hung parliament situation. I think the numbers just won't play it out. That said, do you think there was anything interesting that happened since we recorded last on Thursday that might have swung it one way or the other?
Honestly, not a huge amount. It's been the last couple days have been fairly uneventful as far as the election's gone. It's mostly just been business as usual, kind of running up the last little bit of the campaign. There's been no big scandal or anything to really shift the vote. And the Liberals have had a little momentum going into it, but other than that, it's not much to really say.
Cool. Let's do some quick over-unders. Do you think the BC Liberals will get a majority? Over or under on 2/3 chance of that happening?
Under, but just under. Slightly.
Do you think there'll be a hung parliament? Under, over or under on 10% chance?
Over.
Do you think the Greens will get more or less than 3 seats?
I'm going to say they will get 3.
3 exactly. Which 3?
Oak Bay, Dornheads, basically give me.
Sure.
I'm going to say Saanich North and the Islands is probably the second one.
Do you want a cheat sheet?
If you're going to... Oh, let me bring that off too. If you're going to look at the polls, Cowichan would be the most likely, but I have a feeling this is going to be one that might surprise us and will be riding. We're not in those 3 that'll be the third pickup for the Greens.
All right. Do you think as many as 2 party leaders will resign?
No.
Okay.
Clark might if she loses. Horgan only if it's a big shutout. And Weaver said this will be his last election as leader if he can't gain more seats, but that means, you know, he could be staying on as leader until like 2020 or something and switching it over before the next election.
I think in a hung parliament, he's got to stick around to try to, you know, wield as much power as he can. The bigger question will be whether Horgan stays on in a sort of small loss where the Liberals take up a majority. I don't know that there's anyone in the NDP gunning for leadership right now. The reason he's leader is effectively no one else wanted the job, and he had to be talked into it. No offense to the guy. He's done arguably better than Adrian Dix did, but...
Well, that was a kind of low bar to cross, but I can maybe see David Eby if the leader steps... I can't see him really gunning for it and doing a coup, but if the leader steps aside, I could see him putting his name in.
Eby's my MLA. He's got very young children, and that's sort of what's held him back right now. In 2-4 years, maybe things will change, but in 2 months, I think he's still going to want to focus on exactly what he's focused on. Any other initial thoughts before we get back to drinking and talking to these awesome? Patrick, do you want to jump in on this?
How many seats do you guys think the Greens will come in second in?
Come in second? How many people, Patrick wants to know how many seats we think the Greens will get second place in. That's tough for me. I haven't looked super closely. I think that's going to come down to like dozens of votes, hundreds of votes or fewer.
Good chunk of the South Island might, ones where the NDP will edge out a victory, but the Greens might come in second. If they, for example, don't pick up Carol James's riding in
Victoria
Beacon Hill, they'll almost certainly come in second there.
Kaelin Harris, friend of the pod.
Yes, him. And like those other ones, Esquimalt with Chosen's another one that they've been somewhat competitive in, as has New Westminster. So I could see all of those ones being good second place finishes for the Greens.
Cool. Other shout out questions, because that's easier than me trying to figure out what I want to say. All right. Well, we'll come back when there's an actual announcement or a pretty clear deciding victory. But thank you all.